Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halal Show Season 4, Mix Number
9.
Welcome to the Halal Show. Welcome back.
Yes, we are so sorry for missing out a week in January. Dude, it's just January.
Yeah, during the hottest almost... week on social media when everyone's talking about cake smearing, you know. But we're going to discuss that today. No worries.
Oysters.
Oysters.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Oysters going on too. But yeah, welcome to the Halal Show. If it's your first time here, welcome to the program, the podcast.
Hello. So we are a podcast that talks about everything and anything under the sun, but mostly we talk about things that trended in the Philippines because, yes, we are both Filipinos. Okay.
Yes, we are.
Parang di ka sure dun eh. But yeah, so we usually start with telling you all about our lives, which is called Where You Been. And then after that, we're going to talk about the TTs.
The TTs or the trending topics. Today's trending topics, we're discussing restaurant Wantusawa. You might have heard of them. You might have actually eaten there in the past. I've been there a couple times. It's in Poblacion, as far as I remember. I know they changed locations, so I haven't been to their latest location. But Wantusawa, which is known for serving oysters, they are in some hot water for a quote unquote apology to people's feedback about getting food poisoning, which has kind of been making the rounds online. I think especially on Facebook, right? Facebook is where the people are commenting about that. So we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about Parokya ni Edgar, one of their members, and what's going on with them and what is going on in the music community in general. On how they're trying to help out one of the members of Parokya ni Edgar. And then, of course, we will discuss the aftermath of the viral video of Alex Gonzaga putting cake on a waiter's face during her birthday celebration. There's a lot of weird things that happen after the fact. So we'll discuss that. And we also have an odd diba, don't we, Rika G?
Oh, yes. If you like pizza, we're going to talk about the biggest one yet.
Yes, a world record set by a pizza company, which we'll discuss in a bit. If you want to jump straight to those, the timestamps are in the description of the podcast. But let's start with where you've been. Let's talk about why we missed a week. I know you did something pretty crazy, Rika G. So yeah, let's start with you.
Last week, I went to Turkey, which is like a country that I never thought that I would go to in my lifetime. But the time difference is different there. So I asked if it was really my bad, really, why we missed a week, because I asked if we could do like a midnight thing. And then, you know, it just, everything just went sideways. But yeah, I went to Turkey. It takes like, well, from the UK, it takes 7 hours to get to where we want to go to in Turkey. So first we landed in Istanbul, which is their capital, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Yes, in Istanbul. And then we had a layover there for 1 hour, and then we had to go to this one place called Antalya. So I'm thinking it's like a province or like a, you know, like a city there or something like that. But yeah, we stayed at this amazing place called Titanic Deluxe Lara, and I think they patterned it to like a cruise because the hotel itself, it looks like a ship, right?
But it's like the Titanic.
It's not on the water, it's on land. But yeah, it looks like a ship, and then everything is paid, like when you pay for your hotel room, everything is all inclusive, like a cruise, right? More or less. But there are some restaurants where you kind of have to pay for extra, and there are alcohol that, you know, it's a little bit more expensive, so you have to pay for that. But basically, like, drinks, snacks, pastries, breakfast, lunch, dinner, all of the alcoholic drinks, everything in your fridge is free. Like, everything is all-inclusive. And I was just like, blown away because I've never ever cool experienced. As shit,
man, I'm looking at the pictures.
I know it's cool.
Titanic Beach, I've Lara.
I've never actually experienced anything like that. I think the coolest thing about that experience was you don't have to think about the food that you need to eat the next morning. You know what I mean? Because usually when you're on vacation, you pay for the hotel, you pay for everything, and then you have to pay for your food also. But this time around, it's like you just wake up and then you eat for breakfast, dinner, and then lunch, whatever. So that's actually pretty cool. They do have slides outside, but since it's winter time, and who knew? I never knew that Turkey had winter.
Okay.
I never knew. Yeah. Since it was winter time, they had to close down some of the slides and some of the pools outside. And there were also activities in the beach that they had to close down or they had to shut down first. But everything was available inside the hotel. They have like Xbox, PS4, billiards, darts, bowling. What else? Like everything. They had karaoke night, which by the way I sang in the karaoke night.
What did you sing?
You know, para A Whole New World.
Nox.
Oh, diba? Para sulit. Para sulit yung bayan, diba? You experience everything.
Dapat Celine Dion, diba? Para ano?
Oo nga. Actually, dapat mag-uwit ni Houston ako. Pero parang baka masyado ambisyosa. Ambisyosa yun. But it was fun. It was fun. It's like a worldly experience because you get to see people from around the world. It's not just people from Turkey. It's people traveling from other countries as well. So it was really nice. There was one like bad quote unquote experience because we were a group of Filipinos, obviously. And you know, Filipinos, we like to joke around. We like to laugh loud and it's not something that, you know, is offensive for people, right? But we were in the lobby and the lobby was pretty packed. So it wasn't quiet. You know what I mean? We were playing charades on my phone. So we were like 11 people. We were playing charades on our phone, on my phone, and we were laughing, but we weren't loud. We weren't loud. We were just laughing. And, you know, we were trying to guess what was on the phone. And then one of the groups beside us shushed us.
Damn.
Literally stood up and say, hey, you're noisy. Something like that. And it's like, I'm so baffled because even the staff who was walking right in front of us didn't say anything. And the people around us were also just like talking out loud. You know what I mean? Like in the lobby.
Maybe they don't like Filipinos.
Maybe. But it was just like a weird experience because even they were talking out loud. You know what I mean? I'm just thinking they like laughing? Do they think that we were laughing at them? I don't know. It was just weird. So kami din, we kind of let them know that parang, oh, sad, we have to go. You know what I mean? Parang medyo pinaalam namin na nabibi kami na parang,
damn.
Okay, fine, we'll go. So we had to go downstairs. We went down to the bowling alley where they have karaoke night and DJ party. Like literally every night there's a DJ party. Jeez. There's also like football, lahat, parang there's Zumba, there's whatever you can think of, it's already there. Oh, also, we went out for a tour. So first we went to the old city of Turkey where literally you have to like go down to the docks, like go down from the road, obviously. Go down to the docks, basically.
Docks, okay.
Yeah, parang may pier. Tapos, down there is also the old city. And you can see that it's like, I'm guessing it's from the, I don't know, years ago.
Old ages.
But yeah, old ages. But we also experienced that ice cream magic thing where they trick people
in
getting the ice cream. Yeah, dude.
Nga, sikat, I mean, it's pretty expensive. Turkey, no?
Yeah, yun yung sikat sa Turkey. So they call it magic. When you get there, they're like, oh, you want magic? No magic? And I'm like, sure. Because we want to experience. We know what we're gonna get. But it's just fun to experience it firsthand. And then what Ryan did was bibigyan na dapat niya yung pera, but also kind of like joked around with the money na parang hey, parang before he can get the bill, parang snatch out niya sa kamay. So kind of like a taste of your own medicine. So it was really fun. The ice cream is also different too. It's not creamy. It's more like gelatinous.
Like gelato?
Yeah. Exactly. Like gelato. Yeah.
Mm.
So, and it's really good. There's this sweet thing that they also sell. And I forgot what you call it, but it's
Turkish
not,
Delight?
Yeah, it's not a Turkish Delight, but I think it's a variation of a Turkish Delight, but para siyang cotton candy.
Mm.
It's like a milky cotton candy that they sell. So, that one is actually that one I prefer more over a Turkish Delight. But I did see a bunch of stores selling Turkish Delights and it's just so good. I feel like the fresh ones are better than the ones that are prepackaged. But yeah. What else did we do? Oh, we went to Pamukkale. If you don't know what Pamukkale is, I actually also don't know what it was before, but I know I saw it before on the internet, obviously. They say it's the eighth wonder of the world. But anyway, search for it on Google. And it looks like it's snow, but it's actually limestones.
How do you spell that?
And
Pamukkale.
Pamukkale.
Okay.
Yeah. Dude, it's amazing. It's like, this is one of the moments where you think, you know what? Maybe there is a God. Because, you know, nobody can do this. You know what I mean?
Like, you can swim there, right?
Yes, but you can't actually dip your whole body because it's just a few inches from the ground. Like the water is just a few inches.
Mm.
But you can dip your feet. So you can't wear sandals. You can't wear shoes. There's also a part of Pamukkale where you can't actually go in. Even if there's water. They're trying to rejuvenate it again because of human intervention and, you know, pollution and everything like that.
Yeah.
They need to like rejuvenate it. But they still do allow tourists. So that's one of the things that I truly, truly recommend going to Pamukkale. But from Antalya, it's actually it's a 3-hour drive.
How did you guys get around? You took a bus or what?
Well, to go to the tour, for the tour, we had to rent like a van and we had to rent a tour guide, which was very helpful because she was very nice and informative and would actually do everything for us, pay for the tickets and, you know, take us to the souvenir shop. Oh, we went to like a textile shop, which by the way, like they say Pamukkale is, or Denizli, sorry, the city where Pamukkale is. Denizli is like famous for textiles. So that's where all the designers make their clothes, I guess. And there's a bunch of stores. There's a bunch of stores where they sell designer bags. And I don't know if it's fake or not because we don't know if it's really made in Turkey.
Mm.
And they just sell it for a low, low price. But they're like Louis Vuittons where they sell for 35 euros.
No shot, that's real.
Yeah, dude. As in, yung parang mapapag-isip ka kasi because you know that these designer bags, it's not made where it is sold. Like, obviously, when it's in the Philippines, makita mo sa Gucci. Diba? Obviously, it's not made in the Philippines. Diba? It's made in another country. And you don't know if it's like made in Turkey and they can sell it for a really low price because it's made there.
Di ba mas mura yung mga designer bags sa Europe, like in general?
Yeah, in general, I believe.
Ano yung designer bag na yun?
Longchamp?
Yeah. Longchamps? Longchamps?
Longchamp?
Longchamp?
But yeah, it was really interesting. We got to taste like wine from Turkey, olive oil. Pero alam mo, grabe sila sa ano. Like when you go into a store and they really want to sell you something, as in they will sell you the thing.
Grabe,
yung medyo mape-pressure ka.
Parang Green Hills times
medyo,
five.
Medyo.
Sir ma'am.
As in susundan ka talaga nila. And yeah. I actually had to stop people and say, you can't, like you have to stop selling me Turkish Delight because I can't eat sugar. Okay, I'm diabetic. And then, medyo nag-mellow down na sila.
Masarap yung mga meat. Di ba, uso yung mga kebabs?
Yeah, actually. And stuff like, there. They have steak and we had like lamb chops, everything. What's actually interesting was there was this one night where we went to a seafood restaurant and, well, their seafood because they're near the sea. Their seafood was great. As in, ang lambot nung calamares. Grabe. Like, we had 3 portions of like sea bass and salmon and whatever. Sobrang dami talaga. So,
damn.
I truly recommend going to Turkey. And I did not know. Dami ko hindi alam. I didn't know that it was in Central Asia.
Turkey?
Yeah.
Is it? I did not know that.
Yeah. Search for it.
Turkey.
Diba? And dami natin
Western
hindi alam.
Asia. Oh.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, so is Turkey Asia?
Or yeah, they're Asian.
It's not Europe?
No, but it's weird because they do have their own currency, which is lira.
Yeah.
But they use euro a lot of times. Can pay in euros.
Oh, so it's Europe, right? Kasi euro.
Oh, pero they're in Asia. Like, the continent is in Asia.
I guess maybe it's split. It says on Google, Europe and Asia.
Okay.
Okay. Walay. Nice.
Yeah. Right? You learn something every day.
True.
But truly, you know, such a great experience. It's something that I will never forget. And I can't believe that I went to Turkey. That's like something that I never really thought of before.
Well, you can go to a lot of places now there, right? I mean, like,
I know pretty... from here.
San ka ba pwede based with your student
whatever
that you have?
Right now, every time I need to go to a country, if they need a visa, I would need to get a visa.
Okay.
Compared to like students who were born, let's say, in a European country, they can go anywhere in Europe.
Yeah.
Or if they have a UK passport, they can go anywhere in Europe. Mm. Yeah. So maybe that's the reason why we needed a visa going to Turkey, which was like...
But you're Asian, man.
Pounds, yeah, dude. No, but they still Asian, require. Alam mo yung pagdating mo na lang sa airport, no, sa border ng Turkey. Dude, I'm Asian.
I'm Asian. Let me in, man.
Alam mo parang this is the passport that you need. This is the visa. No, but you do need a visa. But it's not difficult to get a visa to Turkey. You just need to apply online and then pay, and then you need to get insurance and stuff like that, and that's it.
Parang Vietnam then, or at least for me, Vietnam, I had to get one super fast online lang on a sketchy website. Too. It was like a sketchy. When I opened the website, di ba may parang ano, yung mga security warnings minsan if you have antivirus and shit. So on the website, para sa Vietnam, it was like a sketchy security, like the website wasn't secure, but that was the official website. Based on
really,
like, yeah.
May mga pop up ba na parang wanna meet new women?
Wala naman. Or yung mga nandito may mga fake articles like 1,000 new, 1,000 new
five,
things.
We'll blow you away.
Yeah, blow your mind. We'll blow your mind. Yeah, I had to get one kasi U.S. passport yung gamit ko. I think because of the whole Vietnam War shit, I think they needed it.
Kasi I'm wondering, isn't U.S. passport like one of the strongest ones?
It is. There? Yeah, so it was the first time I actually had to apply for a visa before.
When we went to Vietnam. Yeah, Bob.
No, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, kasi pagpasok mo ng UK, you don't need it, right?
I don't know. For U.S.? Di pa tagal na. Parang hindi na. At least for
alam ko pag
as far as I know.
Pag galing kang Canadians. You don't need it.
Canadians.
Yeah. But yeah, pretty interesting experience. I truly recommend going to that country. But yeah, I guess that's Finn for me.
Finn, all right. It's been 2 weeks. I'm on now my third week of physical therapy for my for my reconstructed knee. And it's hurting less, but still a sakit, man. When the physical therapist, like they're just doing their job, but like, it's they really push your knee to go further than what you're comfortable with. And then it makes sense, right? It's kind of like a trainer at the gym when you're tired already, they say, oh, one more rep or whatever. So in this case, they push my knee to go past like the flexation, like the range of motion or whatever. Dude, ang sakit. It's a pain. But
you think you can do that by yourself? Like,
no. I mean, they recommend you to do home exercises, which I honestly have been slacking on. But yung mga PT sessions ko kasi ang intense is 3-4 hours, legit. Like, I'm there for 3 to 4 hours and doing all these knee movement things. And shout out to the physical therapist that I'm working with, Si Tin at Si Eunice. I think Eunice is like an intern there, but Si Tin is like the main PT that I'm working with. They're really cool. Like they love K-pop. You would get along with them, Rika G. Like they love. But they're really cool. So it's like the time actually kind of flies. Like it doesn't feel like I'm in there for 3 hours. Like
because
bored.
You're in pain.
I am in pain. I am. But there are other things like that, and they're really like they kind of explain everything why we do certain things and the importance of like movements that we're doing. So it's really it's a great experience. The place is called, by the way, in case any of you want to surgically repair your shit. It's
for fun.
It's called Summit Wellness. It's in Tektite in Ortigas. It's a nice place. It's cool. So I'm on my third week. I feel like the my knee is getting a lot better. I feel like by March I should be not fully recovered, obviously, but enough to do all the day-to-day basic stuff without worrying about, you know, standing up. Because sometimes even when I stand up, I feel like a little buckle in my knee, or I feel like I have to get my bearings first. So I think by March I'll be good. But of course I have to continue for the next 6 to 9 months at my own pace and still do physical therapy if possible. I'm medyo pricey. Not pricey. Well, yeah, I guess medyo pricey siya. But for me, sulit naman yung bayad because of the hours that they put in, like
yeah,
per
dude.
Session.
And if you're...
Yeah, because I was reading horror stories online. Yung mga tao na they rushed physical therapy or they didn't do it completely, and then they retore their whatever their ACL or their whatever their hamstring, whatever they tore before. So I want to avoid that completely. So that's kind of like the main thing that's been keeping me busy these weeks. But I did watch some stuff. There's this new show on HBO called The Last of Us, which is based on the video game The Last of Us. You know what I'm talking
about? That game.
Yeah, you watched your brother play it, right?
Yes, yeah. I watched a bunch of like gameplay
videos. Yeah. So I never played the game, but I did watch like way back. I watched the gameplay video. So it's as far as I can see, it's very true to the video game, which is a good thing because the video game got great reviews when it came out. And episode 2 just premiered on Sunday here or Monday Philippine time. And it's good. It's solid. It's really entertaining. And I think fans of the video game are happy. But the thing is, even if you didn't play the game, I think you'll enjoy it as a show, like a standalone show. You don't need to play the game to really enjoy it. So that's what I've been watching.
Sa simula pa lang medyo intense na, right?
Yeah. They really like, just from the start, diretso na, puro action. I mean, yeah. Just a little synopsis is it's a pretty much a zombie show, but the zombies, it's not your typical zombie kind of. It's like based on fungus. It's like a scientific zombie thing that they're trying to explain or whatever. And then it just follows these two main characters named Joel and Ellie. I don't want to spoil it too much, so go watch it if you have a chance. It's really good so far. Other than that, I've been rewatching The Office, which I haven't watched in a long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm on season 3. The American one, yeah. Right. I'm on season 3 now, which I think is probably one of the best seasons. 2 and 3 are really good. I've been rewatching that. And then last night, we watched this movie called Megan. M-E-G-A-N. Actually, it's M, ooh, and then the number 3, and then G-A-N. That's how it's stylized. It's a horror movie.
One of the Leche fans. Yeah, one of the Leche fans recommended that.
Recommended,
right?
Yeah, it's pretty solid. It's a... horror / I would say it's like a horror comedy because there's some pretty funny parts in that movie. But it's about a doll, like a AI doll that, you know, you can already guess, right? It's an AI doll that like ends up killing people and whatever.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
And
it
ends up
surprisingly, it's PG-13. So okay. I only found out after because just watching the movie, it's pretty brutal. Like I thought it was rated R, but yeah, it's pretty entertaining. It stars the chick from Get Out, the girlfriend of the main guy. I forget. I don't know her name. The white girl.
Yeah.
Right. The one who in Get Out was kind of like the daughter of that weird family. So it stars her. I don't know anyone else who stars. Oh no, there's the one side character is Ronnie Ching. I don't know if you know him. He's a comedian, Asian guy. Ronnie Ching.
Oh, the one from Crazy Rich.
Crazy Rich, yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
He's in it. But overall, it was a good time. It's not the best horror movie by any means, but it was entertaining for like an hour and a half. So I would recommend that. Right. And then a couple days ago, Paeng and I, we went to go watch a movie in theaters called The Fablemans, which is directed by Steven Spielberg. Oh. It's supposed to be the story of Steven Spielberg's life, but just told through the lens of a family called The Fablemans and the main guy. I forgot his name. His name is like Ronnie or some shit like that.
Right.
It's a little too artsy for me. You know, it's one.
Is it an Oscar film?
It's an Oscar film, but
yeah,
Top Gun Maverick is also an Oscar film. So, you know, it's one of those critically, you know, like it's a slow burn for a lot of the time with the long panning cinematic shots and whatnot. Overall, it was okay. Like I didn't feel like after the movie, I was like, damn, that was awful. But I would definitely not watch that again ever in my life. It's that kind of movie. Like, yeah, I would never pay for it.
I'm actually surprised that, you know, a movie about Steven Spielberg's life only came out now.
There's a documentary apparently that's really good. I haven't seen it.
Okay.
But he self-directed it. So it's kind of like a passion project slash.
Right.
You know, And if you watch the movie, there's a lot of weird shit that goes on in his life. His mom is super fucking weird. At least the mom in the movie is such a weirdo, man. Like super. What's her name?
Weird moms create character, right?
That's she's a weird character. And then I was going through Reddit after, you know, as I always do when I watch a movie. And a lot of people were split. Some people said that she deserves best actress. And other people were like, she was so weird and like off-putting that it took away from the movie. So I guess it just really depends on how you kind of handle that character. Seth Rogen was in the movie as a side character. It was kind of weird. Damn, yeah. And then Paul Dano plays the father. Paul Dano, you might know him. He played, you know, strangely enough, Paul Dano, who you might know if you watched the Batman last year, he plays the Riddler. He's a bunch of weird characters in this movie. He was like the most grounded real character, like so it was kind of weird seeing him in that light. But The Fableman, so yeah, overall just watch The Last of Us, go watch Megan. The Fablemans I feel like could be really good for you or just really whatever, but it is one of the Oscar nominated movies, by the way. That's pretty much my week.
I just remembered I watched a bunch of movies as well because I was on the plane.
Okay.
I finally watched Kimmy.
Kimmy.
Yeah, I like Kimmy. But it seems like because, you know, I like true crime. I like crime and, you know, horror and stuff like that. Yeah. It was advertised as a crime movie, right? Mm. Like a horror movie.
Yeah.
But for me, I kind of like categorize it as an adventure. Or sorry, not adventure, but an action movie. Because you know how the ending went?
Yeah.
Diba, how the ending went and like the crime was just in the middle.
True.
But diba, the ending was just like bang, 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 done. Thanks for the flowers.
The ending was so abrupt. I remember
it was abrupt.
It was super abrupt. I was like, that's it? I mean, it was good, but it was just, I was like, oh, it's over?
Yeah. I thought that they would do like a lot of techie stuff to get the crime solved, but no, it was more like I want to kill you all with my gun, nail gun.
Zoe Kravitz was pretty badass, huh?
Oh yeah, I like her apartment. Her apartment was sick.
It was huge. Yeah,
I like that tent. It is huge.
And she never leaves it, right? Like, I mean, that's the story, right? She's like, she's afraid of the outside world, so it's not a bad place to be stuck in, TBH.
And ang daming yung like ang daming storylines that I feel like could make the movie more interesting, but I mean, I kind of get it. I get it. I get the kind of movie that they want to make. Yeah. And then I also watched Torn, which is a documentary about this one ice climber, like a climber.
Okay.
Who died with in an avalanche. So his name is Alex Lowe. And then the person who directed the documentary was actually his son, Max Lowe. And then they just interview the mom, the best friend of Alex Lowe, the two other brothers, and all the other friends. And it's just a really, it was a sad documentary, but also they kind of explore a lot of complicated parts of their relationship with Alex Lowe, because they grew up with Alex, but they kind of did not too, because the climber, he was a climber and he had to be outside a lot. You know, he was commissioned by different like people to go climb, and that's his job basically. So they kind of don't have like memories about their dad, but everybody else all around the world, he's like acclaimed to be, right. Yeah, like a hero, the best climber out there. So it was like a weird relationship with him. And I'm going to spoil it a little bit. So Alex had a best friend, like super duper best friend. And when he passed away, the mom and the best friend kind of got together up until now.
Woo.
Yeah, dude.
Whoa.
It was really interesting, and I recommend that even if you're not into climbing. I truly, truly recommend that movie. As in, like, maiyak na dapat ako sa aeroplano. Ganon. Yeah, that's it.
That's it. All right, Finn.
Finn.
All right, let's wapow to our first TT.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's talk about Wantusawa. Wantusawa. If you've never been there, it's a restaurant in Poblacion, known once again for serving oysters. And first, let's talk about the issue before we talk about the statement that they released. So what is the issue? What happened online with Wantusawa?
There's this person online who collated and collected all of the food poisoning complaints of Wantusawa and actually tagged them and tagged FDA Philippines and even the Makati administration, everything. So there's a bunch of people complaining that they were food poisoned there. And I'm sure that these are not the only people who got food poisoning from there, but these are the only people who put it online on Google or on Facebook. Yeah, on Facebook. There were a lot of people saying we ordered fresh oysters, and the day after we experienced abdominal cramps, gas, bloating, nausea, and very bad case of loose bowel movement.
Yikes.
There are people who says that got a really bad case of diarrhea and vomiting. I've been eating oysters from some time now, but it was a different experience when they went to Wantusawa. And then obviously, there were a lot of people who just jumped on the train and saying Wantusawa food poisoning. another person says, we tried their baked and raw oysters at Poblacion. We got food poisoned, LMAO.
Oh, no.
So if you see the post, there's just a bunch. How many? 13.
Yeah, I see 13. 13 plus 13. So about 17 photos.
Yeah. So just basically saying that they got food poisoning.
Okay.
And then Wantusawa, yesterday, released a statement regarding all these complaints. Mm-hmm. And in one of, should we read the whole statement?
Basically in one paragraph after the first few paragraphs are like, we take customer feedback seriously. We've addressed each issue in a timely manner. And then also that they tested negative for bacteria, thus clearing the possibility of food poisoning. They said all of that. But the line that really got people worked up is, and I say verbatim, it is unfortunate that despite all our efforts, laboratory tests, and health clearances, social media bullying against us has continued. In our pursuit of truth and due process, we shall likewise review our options to take any legal action against these purveyors of bullying and untruth. That's kind of the line that really got people.
Oh, man. So parang may ano, may threat.
A little bit, yeah. Like, oh, hey, God. You guys stop it. Yeah. Stop it. Stop posting about us.
Stop it, guys.
Stop it.
No, but in all seriousness, it's just that people are saying that this is the wrong way to take accountability. Obviously, when you run a business and you take money from people, obviously, you know, because they pay for your service, they pay for your menu items and stuff like that. Dapat may accountability. These are the things that, you know, people are saying.
Yeah.
And by saying this, sinasabi lang nila na binubuli lang sila.
Yes. And it seems like there's no sense of empathy at all to the people who complained. And it's like they're just covering their own asses based on the statement. And if you look at the comments, you can just see, like, this is not how you apologize. This is so insensitive. And there's also one, I don't know. I mean, this is just a commenter on Facebook, so I don't know. But apparently it says she's a doctor. It says that a fecalysis negative for bacteria does not rule out food poisoning since it can be viral. So maybe in response to Wantusawa's statement that they tested and showed a negative result for bacteria. So it couldn't, I mean, there's a chance that even if they tested negative, whatever Wantusawa did, that there's still a chance that it could have spread, you know, food poisoning because it's,
you know, viral. I'm just thinking that public perception really is such a powerful thing, because I feel like after the statement, whatever they do afterwards will still be not enough for the people. Kasi nangyari na to. You know what I mean? Because there's always that perception that there's going to be always like negative vibes around what they do. So I don't know how they're going to rise from this. I'm sure. I mean, I hope that they do something about it, because I'm sure that there are lab tests out there that they can actually, like, you know, like post and actually tell these people that this is what we did. It's just that after this statement, parang medyo may tama na sila. You know?
Yeah, I just feel like threatening legal action is not the right way to go about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically saying, oh, so you guys all lied. Right? I mean, that's what it is. That's what they're saying. Oh, so look, it's negative and we don't like what you're saying about us. So you better watch what you say or else you guys are in trouble.
Yeah.
It's just, it seems so, and then if you look at the comments, I don't know if, ano, parang nakikisakay na lang yung mga ibang tao, but there's a lot of people who said, hey, for example, one just said, I just ate there this Friday and I'm currently experiencing food poisoning. I still have the receipt that I did have 6 of your oysters if you need proof, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of people who are, you know, unless they're just trying to bring down the restaurant, it seems like it's a legit problem. And I can see why. I mean, it's oysters, right? Fresh oysters. You know, if it's mishandled, there's a higher chance of bacteria and whatever. Because I've been to Wantusawa, but it's been years. It's been probably like four years now. I remember it was pre-pandemic when I last went.
You never
went before? Yeah, it was okay. I didn't get food poisoning.
It's like it has a thick lining already.
Yeah.
From that Vietnam trip, remember?
Right, true. But if I did get food poisoning, right, and I didn't, complain on Facebook, right? If I didn't complain on Facebook, and then I see that other people got it, and then that's the response that I get from the restaurant, I'd be like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, dude.
I would be upset at the restaurant, you know?
Yeah, but here's the thing: I feel like even if they do something in private, and they, you know, they do rise from this, and they don't get bankrupt or like hindi sila mapasara or whatever, I feel like what they're gonna experience is just losing customers, bad perception from the public. Kasi, diba, parang kahit ano na nangyari na to. Even if, let's say, mag-blow over yung issue and nobody talks about it anymore and people still eat there, you know, they're just going to have a negative review from people and it will always be there. It will always be out there.
Yeah, it makes me not want to eat there, you know?
Yeah.
Even though I haven't had any craving. But, you know, when I think of, you know, if someone says, hey, let's get oysters, the first place that I would think of is Wantusawa.
And oh, really?
Because that's the only place I know that I've had oysters at, like, in recent memory. I don't really eat oysters that often, except for at the buffets or whatever. So it's the one that I know. And even their logo, I think, is an oyster.
It is.
Right? It's an oyster.
I'm actually just surprised because we all know that, you know, oysters are very fickle. Ako, very, ano ako sa oysters, yung parang, meh, I kind of don't like what how it looks like. So for a restaurant to specialize in that and to, diba, parang to just sell that, parang dapat sobrang tutok kayo with your
preparation.
With your preparation and everything. It's just that, I don't know. Is it something that you can't really avoid when you sell oysters? Yeah, it's
maybe. I mean, I would assume a couple would get through the cracks. I think most restaurants have maybe had a bad batch and whatnot.
Yes.
But the thing is, like, based on how many people have complained, it seems like it's a recurring issue, or at least I didn't read all the quote unquote bullying posts, but I didn't check the timestamps on them. But just simply for the fact that there's people in the other comments here saying that they got it last year or whatnot, it seems to be a problem that needs to be addressed. And, you know, overall, if I was a restaurant goer, because, you know, food poisoning happens, right? I don't think they intentionally try to fuck up your food, but just with the way that they handle it, it doesn't make you want to go there anymore, because they take no accountability. And they're saying, like, you know, the purveyors of bullying and untruth. It's just such a weird statement to make, man.
You're all liars. Like,
what are you going to sue us for? Stating what happened at your restaurant. Like
but you can't say that unless you have proof that what they said was untrue.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten food poisoning from a lot of places in the past, and I've never posted anything online or whatever. But if a restaurant that I went to that I got food poisoning from issued an apology and said, we're gonna, you know, make sure that whoever complained, we make sure that they're taken care of, we'll get to the bottom of this and we apologize, that's it. I mean, I would still eat there. But based on this, I wouldn't. Because it's terrible.
It actually blew up because of their post.
Yeah, I wouldn't have heard about it.
For me, like, another food poisoning complaint in a restaurant, okay, I've seen that before.
Nothing new,
Yeah, nothing new. That thing that they say that, oh, social media bullying against us has continued. Yeah, that was a little weird for me. Yeah.
Whoever their PR is, whether it's the management themselves, because it's signed at the bottom, management. So if it's really the management that posted that, they need to restructure that somehow. And if it was a PR agency or whatever that created the statement, they need to get rid of that PR, whoever it is. Like, really awful.
Did you get your money back?
Nah,
you got to hire another person.
Yeah, man. Awful. So any more thoughts on one to Sawa?
That's it. I mean, right. I haven't eaten there, so I can't really say anything about their food. And I don't have experience with food poisoning there. Mm-hmm. But I have experienced food poisoning. And I know it's not a joke.
Yeah.
It is not something to take away.
Yeah. All right. Shall we wapow?
Yeah, wapow.
All right, let's talk about Parokya ni Edgar. And actually, one of the members. So you are more familiar with this whole story, but we did have a Where You Been way back in the day.
I know,
cool, during the pandemic, where we actually met one of the members of Parokya ni Edgar. What's his name?
Yeah, and we didn't know. I didn't know. And he was also just chilling, you know what I mean? Like a normal person. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we're talking about Gab. So Chito Miranda last January 18 posted like a lengthy post on Facebook that shared the story of Gab, and he saying that he is undergoing treatment right now. And you know, he won't be able to play until he makes a full recovery, saying that you know, their story even before. You can actually read the post online. So it says here that Gab was diagnosed with lymphoma late last year and is undergoing, you know, chemotherapy and a lot of things right now. So he says that he's relatively doing okay, but there are a lot of updates right now. So what they're doing is they're basically calling out to people if they can help. So they did post GCash here on the Facebook post. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, aside from this, a lot of other bands are also doing their own thing to help out. So there's a bunch of gigs right now happening. They have in 12 Monkeys, where Parok and Edgar with Grace Notes, your favorite.
Hey, Grace Notes.
Will actually perform for a cause. Obviously, there's a door charge and proceeds will go to everything that Gab needs. And then there's also one with Kamikaze. There's one with Glock 9, Shanty Dope. There's one with December Avenue. Linea Linea also released a shirt that says, Walang Iwanan sa Parokya Band, which is so cool, I want to get it. Yeah, so proceeds will be given to Gab for his hospital medical expenses. There's also a guitar that they're auctioning from Typecast. So if you're like a big fan of Typecast, a lot of people will be interested in that. And then there's also, what else? There's a bunch everywhere.
I didn't know that 12 Monkeys, because 12 Monkeys used to be in El Pueblo, right? And then they demolished that whole lot in Ortigas.
Yeah,
it's in Capitol Commons, pala, the new
one. Oh, is it?
Yeah, I just looked it up right now because I didn't know that they still continued business somewhere else. So that's pretty nice, nearby.
Yeah, nearby. So if you do have the means to help out and at the same time, you know, you will get something out of it. You will see your favorite bands perform again. Then go ahead and please check it out. The hashtag is #RestBackParaKayGab. It's on Facebook. Okay. And you can see all of the gigs to help out with the medical expenses and hospital bills. So it's actually pretty cool. There's one with December Avenue, J. Roa, Carissa, and Chinditera. And yeah, I'm very interested in the one with Shanty Dope. Obviously, I'm a
I think it's just really cool how these music. I mean, obviously, Parokya is a big name, right? Like they've been a big name for decades now. So obviously they have a lot of connections and friends, but it's really cool to see like that community come together and support each other. I mean, you kind of see that, you kind of know that most of the bands know each other, right? All the big name bands, they kind of are friends with one another. I would assume, right? I would assume. So it's cool that, you know, all these different bands are just, you know, contributing to the cause and helping out with their gig, because you know gigs for you know benefit gigs are usually they don't take TF, right? The bands normally they don't, as far as I know. As far as I know, from the band people that I've talked to, benefit gigs, like they don't take any money. Like it just goes straight to whatever the benefit is for, and that's going to be huge for Gab and his treatment.
And you know, when it comes to like hospital bills, obviously. It's like very, you don't know what you're going to get. You know what I mean? Like, obviously you just need the treatment and then you're going to get the bill afterwards. So talagang, they need all the help that they can get. So, actually in the post of Chito Miranda, he said that they talked with Ebedancel, who says, sa dami ng who said to Gab, sa dami ng tinulungan mo, hayaan mo naman kami na tulungan ka, please. And then convinced Gab to finally allow them to tell people that, you know,
what was going on.
They do this. They're going to do all these fundraisers for him. So that's pretty cool that the music community is not just there for the money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not just there to take your money for ticket sales. They're there because they're a community.
Yeah.
And they care for
Parokya is awesome live, by the way. If you haven't seen them, man, they're fucking one of the best like bands I've ever seen live.
Don't touch my birdie live. It's the best. Don't touch my birdie live. Yung parang akala mo maghuhubad na talaga siya in
front. Yeah. So where can they see all the information on Chito Miranda's Facebook or what?
Yes, Chito Miranda's, Parokya and Edgar's Facebook page. Okay. And then the hashtag is, if you want to see everything about it, it's Resbak Para Kay Gab.
Cool beans. All right. Shall we wapow?
Wapow.
All right. Let's talk about the hottest topic last week. And I guess it's still kind of hot right now. Alex Gonzaga. She obviously, you've probably seen the video by now. She went viral after Danny Barreto, one of her friends, posted an Instagram story on her page, which was later deleted, of Alex Gonzaga blowing out a candle on her cake during her birthday celebration and then taking, you know, her hand and wiping some of the cake onto the waiter that was holding the cake. And you've seen these kind of videos on TikTok and I'm sure maybe IG Reels before, where people put cake on their kid's face or on their friend's face. The issue, people took a lot of issue with this one because it seemed like the waiter was uncomfortable during the interaction. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were upset. And then it even came out to the point where people were sharing their own horror stories of working with Alex Gonzaga. And also coincidentally, her sister Toni caught some strays too. You know, just comes with the territory, I guess. So that happened. And then the apology happened. Let's talk a little bit about the quote unquote apology and what that entailed, because it was so weird how that, what
it is
the aftermath was.
So the first thing that I actually saw was one of the people from Alex Gonzaga's like management team or something, released a statement saying that actually Kuya Alan is a friend of the family's, and they always get Kuya Alan for all their events and everything, and they say hi to him every time and they laugh with him. So basically proving that this is a family friend and right. It's okay to do that to him.
Yes.
And then after that, Alex Gonzaga then approached Kuya Alan. They had a photo together. And then Kuya Alan released like a photo of a letter saying that okay na kami. Basically.
And then it was signed by him too. Like it was like a legal document.
That was a weird thing.
It was just, I was like, what is this? Did they have a gun to his head? Because it just seems such a forced apology. Because like you said earlier, the PR said, hey, they're close, whatever. Like, you know, it was all good. And then having the letter that said something along the lines of, you know, not obviously word for word, but okay na kami, and, you know, it's all good now, which is weird because if they were already friends or whatever, like the PR stated, there wouldn't need to be a letter or anything kind of saying, hey, we're all good, because it feels out of place. It was such a strange approach to whoever, if they're going to stick with one story, they should have just stuck with it, you know?
And then there was also this one video where Alex Gonzaga was celebrating again her birthday in another restaurant and then joking about the smearing thing.
Yes.
To the
other waiters.
To the other waiters.
Yeah.
It was weird.
And then also another thing. Go ahead.
No, it's just, it makes me think that it's like everything is just so insincere. Even the apology.
Yes. That's 100% it. And then during Toni Gonzaga had a concert a few days later, and Alex Gonzaga is one of her guests. And during you can see a video of it online where they were kind of joking about the whole incident, which is a little bit weird. You know, you're already in hot water, and to kind of make fun of the incident again, not in so soon. Like, I would get it maybe a year from now and she made a joke about it. I kind of get it, but it was just a few days later. They joked about like, oy, I'm staying. Basta the video is like Toni saying, oh, bawal ako sa cake. Like, I can't be that, which is, you know, terrible.
It's terrible. Yeah. It's terrible. But so Alex also posted on January 18 saying that on my birthday, God taught me a hard and important lesson. Humility, kindness, and better judgment. I'm truly sorry, Kuya Alan, to my family. I'm sorry for causing your pain and embarrassment. I will rise from this a wiser and better person. Now, I came across this one interesting opinion piece from Rappler. Mm-hmm. And if you guys can read it, it's really good. It's from Jail Cornelio, who says that on Alex Gonzaga and virtue signaling. So it basically says, or so it basically tackles, you know, what happened with Alex Gonzaga, and then tackles also virtue signaling. If you don't know that, I actually didn't know that before too. But it says here, it's an attempt to show other people that you are a good person by, for example, by expressing opinions that will accept, that will be acceptable to them, mm-hmm. especially on social media. So basically what this person is saying from Rappler is that Alex Gonzaga kind of like, parang nile-let go niya yung fault niya by saying that it is all up to God. It is all up to, you know, my religion, my belief.
Yeah.
So basically, that's what this opinion piece is saying. And it's very interesting because it may or may not be true, but that is, I kind of see it happening. Even it even says here na parang, even her husband says, kind of does that too, na parang, oh, it's all up to God.
Yeah.
Parang ganon, na parang nawawala yung fault sa kanila.
You know who does that too? Terrorists. Mm. You know, I'm not saying she's a terrorist. I'm just saying that terrorists do that too. You know?
Yeah.
It's not the best way to address an issue. Not terrorism, yeah, but like so this, the virtue signaling.
Yeah, virtue you know? Signaling. It says here, by appealing to God as one who orchestrated all of it to teach her a lesson, Alex has in effect evaded these fundamental issues. Yeah. So there's a bunch more that he says in this opinion piece, but it's really interesting. You guys should read it.
Okay. Yeah. But just based off of, okay, first thing is I remember, because I'll be honest, I was a fan of Toni Gonzaga before. Like when she first started her vlog, I thought her vlogs were funny. Like I remember
You mean Alex?
Alex, yeah, I was a fan of her. I was a fan of her before, because I remember like before she started doing like weird shit and like, you know, whatever your political affiliation is, that you know, there's that too. But just before she became problematic, she was actually very entertaining to me. I even remember sharing on this podcast that I was a fan, and she came to RX before, and I wanted to say hello to her because I was a fan, right? I wanted, you know, because she was there for I think Morning Rush or with Rico, but
with Rico,
yeah. And then it was just I don't know what happened, man. Like she just became so
maybe
weird.
She revealed her true self.
It could be maybe the fame got to her head because her YouTube blew up, right? She wasn't really that famous for anything before her YouTube kind of got big, so maybe that got to her head. But the other thing I wanted to say is in terms of the scheme of things, this wasn't super malicious, you know what I mean? Like the cake thingy wasn't malicious. I feel like she's done a lot more worse stuff, you know. The way she treats people obviously is a problem, but how do you feel about this issue being like the hottest issue, you know what I mean, over other things that probably could have gotten the attention of the netizens?
Yeah, I think it's really because of, well, obviously because she's famous, and then at the same time, syempre, they're feeling ko apektado pa rin because of their political affiliation.
I think so too.
Diba?
Right.
But I must admit, I was a little bit offended with, you know, how, not offended, but more like, parang embarrassed with what she did.
Yes.
And how they treated that person. Mm-hmm. And then when everything came out about her, which I knew these stories, and I knew that she wasn't really, you know, she wasn't really the angel working with her when people are working with her.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just that it felt like unti-unting nare-reveal who she really is. But at the same time, naghahanap ako ng bigger picture eh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yung parang, so what are we gonna do about it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, so, will she change? Will she ever change?
And hopefully it kind of sparks, you know, like a conversation with people as well, a change with, you know, celebrities and how
the power dynamics between the staff, for example, in this scenario, the staff, obviously, because if you work in customer service, you know, you have no power there, right? If somebody puts cake on you, you can't really swing on them as much as you would want to. But it makes me also just on the, you know, to play devil's advocate or whatever. What if this happened to a celebrity that wasn't problematic? Someone that is beloved by most people, you know, like Jericho Rosales. A lot of people love Jericho. I mean, I've worked with him before. He was so nice, so kind. Do you think the waiter's reaction in this case also kind of contributed? What if the waiter was laughing? Would it be a problem?
Yeah.
Do you think it would be a problem?
If they were truly close, I feel like you would know.
Yeah, I feel like, because this is a joke. This is a prank that you're supposed to do with people that you you know. Like, I would never, like, the thing is, I would never do this to someone I didn't know. It doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Like, who does that to someone you wouldn't know? But and would you
even bash even that a, statement? Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No, I was saying, would you bash a celebrity who did it to someone and then the waiter reacted, you know, in kind, whether it be because it was his job to act like, you know, this customer is always right, or maybe he was really just funny. For example, imagine if RM, right, from BTS, you were there, right. you had a cake there, and then he put some cake on you. Would you react the same way that the Kuya Allen did?
I would never wash my face.
Exactly. I would take the cake and I would lick it off. Would RM get the same shit that Alex Gonzaga did?
Yeah.
Because of the waiter's reaction.
I feel like, yeah, and I feel like it's also how people perceive Alex Gonzaga. And
yeah, that's another thing too.
What they think of her from here on, you know, from what she did before. Yeah. Alam mo naman na parang may tama na siya even from before.
Yes.
You know.
So it was like an outlet, I think, for a lot of people who were looking for her to fail. And obviously she did in this case, to kind of just voice once again their dislike of her. And I get it. Like, I get it. You know, I get it. But at the same time, it's just like, she's already kind of been like that, you know? And no one was really talking about the waiter. At least from what I was seeing, people were saying, oh, the waiter was uncomfortable. But it seemed like they were more there to hate on Alex than they were there to support the waiter.
Yeah. Because there must be a bigger picture than this. Na parang, how do we, not just celebrities, how do we treat, you know, people in the customer service
industry.
Jobs industry? Right? Na parang feeling ko, dapat that's a conversation that we need to have aside from what Alex Gonzaga did.
Yes.
Because it's not just celebrities, you know, it's also with other people, normal people.
Yeah.
Diba? Shout at waiters, even people in call centers, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of rude people out there. So that should be more of the focus. You know, I get the what do you call it? People's frustration at Alex in this case, obviously, but to maybe focus on the other aspect, the more important aspect, like you said, is how we treat other people.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, customers always right. Okay, fine. That can be the case, but you can also be adamant about, you know, what you want to have, but not be rude.
Yes. True.
Diba?
So I guess that's what we'll just have to, hopefully, I mean, hopefully she doesn't, because the thing is, like, she'll probably just, I don't know her personally, right?
But do it again.
She'll probably do something else, but it just won't be on camera. You know, I feel like you can't change her, man. You know, all the stuff that's been going, I don't know if you can change people like that. People who are in their own head already, who think they're better than a lot of people. It's hard to change people, right?
Yeah. And the issue here also is like, why do we still have these kinds of people be given a platform like that?
And they're famous.
Then again, they're also rich. You know what I mean?
It's not just the Philippines, right? Like, it happens everywhere. Yeah. Like Jake Paul, Logan Paul, they've done a lot of stupid shit. Like, Logan Paul's in a lot of heat right now for some like crypto scam, but he's huge. Millions upon millions upon millions of followers. You know, David Dobrik had an issue before, right?
Yeah.
I feel like Mr. Beast is the only one that doesn't have an issue right now.
Who?
Mr. Beast. I don't hear anything bad about Mr. Beast. He just gives away money.
People are saying he has soggy fries.
Oh, there we go. Fucking Mr. Beast and his soggy fries.
That's the worst thing that I've heard about Mr. Beast. Because he has a cloud kitchen, right?
Yeah.
And they say that the fries arrived soggy.
Oh, shit. Cancel him.
People are canceling it. No, but here's the thing. Parang mapapaisip ka din eh, na parang, is this what it takes to be famous right now?
Yeah.
Is that the cheat code right now for people to be famous? Because you've seen it, Jeffree Star. You've seen it with everything, diba?
And all the TikTok video. I mean, even before TikTok was huge, you remember those prank videos? Like they do a lot of stupid stuff to get views and to get clicks, and we feed into it, right? The general population seems to feed off of that, which is so strange.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it, man. Because I don't really watch stuff that I feel like is problem. I think if I feel like this is not a cool video to like support, but there's millions of views on it. I don't know.
Yeah.
However, I do watch a lot of fight videos on Twitter. So who am I to say, right? What am I saying? I see people, I've watched, there's this one called, this Twitter account called like Fight Haven. It's just fucking random videos of people in the street fighting for whatever reason. And I fucking watch the shit out of that.
Like our brains are rewired right now to just consume something that's, you know, explicit, shocking.
Yeah, watch, like watching a car crash. Like watching
or
a car
good crash. News. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but if it's something happy or good news or something normal, then we're like
boring.
I don't like that. Boring. You know, I want to see a person with three legs.
Humanitarian? You know? Humanitarianism? Boring, man.
What? Caring for the earth?
Oh no, caring for the elderly and the earth pass.
And you know? Babies?
Babies, man. Show me someone throwing a baby into a river. I'll watch that a million times. Just kidding.
Boom. 1.5 million
bang,
views.
Bang. Canceled, right?
Oh gosh.
But any more thoughts on this this whole thing? Apparently, by the way, I just I'm on this article. Apparently, she is losing projects, Alex Gonzaga, based off of this online video, nawawalan daw ng mga endorsements. I mean, if you feel like that's justice enough, then I mean, maybe there's some justice served from that, right. From this whole issue. All right,
some. But yeah, honestly, I want to stop talking about it.
True. Yeah,
at
man.
This point,
I won't buy Jag jeans. Isn't that what she? Jag jeans.
Bunny.
I don't know. I would never wear Jag jeans now. Right? I don't know what else.
Baka jag.
Nga. So
Jag kasi AG, diba? Yeah, diba? I remember Jag.
All right. Wapow.
Wapow.
All right. Let's cap off the podcast with something we haven't done in a while. It's called Odd.
Diba?
Yeah. Talking about odd news, weird news, stuff that is not normal. And we have here Pizza Hut. You all know Pizza Hut. And they have just broken the world record for the world's largest pizza with the help of a YouTuber named Airrack, A-I-R-R-A-C-K. Never heard of him. But they broke the world record last week on January 18 by filling 14,000 square feet of the L.A. Convention Center, which 14,000 square feet of pizza, which is 3,653 pounds of dough, 4,900 plus pounds of marinara sauce, and 8,800 pounds of cheese to create 630,000 plus pepperoni slices to make the largest pizza in the world. Crazy. They actually gave, I was reading up on it because I was like, damn, that's a waste of food. But they actually donated the pizza to like shelters and stuff and like food banks or whatever. But if you look at the picture in the video, the pizza's on the floor. I mean, it has like that sheet paper on it, but the some comments because they're like, they're donating floor pizza to people.
But did you see that they also made like giant versions of like a pizza cutter?
Yes.
And
I saw that.
Everything, like a giant version of everything about a pizza. And then they also have a bicycle that has a pizza cutter for wheels.
Yeah. It's pretty neat. It makes for a good video, cool. I'm sure.
I mean,
the reason why this was made, by the way, it's because Pizza Hut is releasing the return of the Big New Yorker. So I guess it must have been a popular slice of pizza and they're re-releasing it. So it's kind of like the equivalent of Jollibee. What are the nawalan na products? Aloha, meron pa
Aloha.
Aloha.
It's ano like, yung halo-halo nila?
Oh, diba? So it's like it's kind of like the equivalent if Jollibee were to create the largest halo-halo in the world to promote the re-release of their halo. So
alam mo if Jollibee is thinking of bringing back their halo-halo and then thinking of a marketing scheme. Andito na yung halo-halo show.
True.
Maghahanap ka pa ba ng iba?
Nawala ba yung halo-halo ng Jollibee? I remember it being in... I remember having it like a few years ago. Kailan tinanggal yung ano, halo-halo?
Kasi, I mean like here in the UK, the Jollibee here, may halo-halo pa sila eh. I think. May halo-halo. Yeah. But yeah, I mean...
Okay, interesting. So if you want to check it out, by the way, go check out the... well, you can check out Pizza Hut's website or their social media, or Airac, A-I-R-R-A-C-K. Admittedly, I haven't watched the video. If he's posted already, I'm not sure if he's already edited the video and posted it up. But you can see it's fucking huge, man. It's huge.
It is huge.
It
reminds floor me of a, pizza.
Yeah, floor pizza, man. It reminds me of a
would
hate.
Would you eat floor pizza, though?
Yeah, would hell you? Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Bruh, hell yeah, man. Especially if it came from the middle. Like, maybe the edges I might skip, but I'll right, walk maybe. To the middle. I'll walk to the middle and eat that shit. Easy. Yeah. There's a Hey Arnold episode. I don't know if you ever watched Hey Arnold, but they did something similar. They, like, baked a... Or they made, like, the largest pizza in their hometown. Kind of reminds me of that.
So, oh, I like Hey Arnold.
Yeah.
And Phoebe, is it Phoebe?
Phoebe.
The girl?
Phoebe is the Asian chick. Hulu.
Oh, okay.
Best friendy Helga. Right. Yeah.
Oh, Helga. Speaking of Helga.
Helga's okay. The bully.
Tangent.
Yeah.
Tangent alert.
All right. That's the Adiba. That's the podcast for today. And thank you to everyone who has been listening. A reminder, please rate us 5 stars wherever you're listening. Hopefully on Spotify, you can give us 5 stars. And where can they find us online, Vika G?
You guys can follow us on Instagram. It's at Halo Halo Show. And then everywhere else, it's at The Halo Halo Show. Please email us whatever you want to email us. It's at the Halo Halo Show at gmail.com.
Yeah.
And then if we do get emails, I mean, I want to bring back, let your fan mail.
Yeah, send us emails.
I want to know what's been up with you guys. Yeah. Right.
You can join our Facebook group, Halo Halo Show Lecha Fam. You can also post there if you don't want to send an email. But send us an email because we keep getting spam emails. You know, like I have a free trial to Norton antivirus. Apparently it's expired.
Right? Why not?
And you know, they want my credit card information. Instagram. I don't fucking know how, of all the emails to get like put in a chain of spam, I don't know why our Halo Halo Show email, like I never use that for anything.
Yeah, normally did you ever spent... use it for like to get in a store?
Never.
Yung health check.
No, never. I normally use a burner email for like all that kind of stuff, right? So I'm so surprised that the Halo Halo Show is just fucking spam.
I know.
So it would be nice to get a real Lecha Fan email on
please.
There.
Please email us.
It's in the link.
But yeah, thank you for listening to the podcast.
Yep, indeed. And we'll be back next week. Shall we extra song?
Do 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 do
do do.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.